our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. From the 10th chapter of the Gospel according to St. John, the 27th and the 28th verses, in which Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, and no one shall snatch them out of my hand." In Christ Jesus, dear friends, I suspect that the image of the Lord Jesus as our Good Shepherd is one of the most beloved images of the Savior known to Christian people. We think, for example, of the 23rd Psalm, which all Christians seem to know, even if they're not too well acquainted with much of the rest of God's Word written. But it is this fragment of the 10th chapter of St. John's Gospel that is, for me, perhaps the most comforting word in all of Holy Scripture. Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, and no one shall snatch them out of my hand." These words are, of course, part of that whole 10th chapter of St. John, in which our Lord speaks at length of himself as the Good Shepherd. But that chapter 10 can only best be understood in the light of what goes before it. There was, of course, in the beginning, there were no chapter divisions in Holy Scripture. This is something that was added later. And so we sometimes fail to grasp the meaning of the text if we don't see it in its larger context. Well, Jesus' discourse on himself as the Good Shepherd follows immediately on his healing of a man who had been born blind. Jesus takes him aside, he anoints the man's eyes with clay, and tells him to go and wash in the pool of Siloam. The man goes and washes, and he comes back seeing. Jesus then gets criticism for healing the blind man because this was done on the Sabbath. And they come, Jesus' enemies do, to this blind man, and they ask him all about this, and the blind man confesses that Jesus is come from God. And at that, our Lord's enemies, the Pharisees, cast him out. They try to make this man a nobody, excluded from the people of God, a nothing. But then the man comes to Jesus, and he confesses his faith in him. And then Jesus, the Good Shepherd, finds this lost sheep, and he makes him one of his own flock. A sheep of his own fold, a lamb of his own flock, a sinner of his own redeeming. Our Lord's enemies tried to make this man a nobody. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, makes him a beloved lamb, a sheep of his one flock. And that is what Jesus, the Good Shepherd, did for you and for me when we were baptized. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, took us up into his arms, and through that washing of water with the Word, made us a child of God, a member of Christ, an inheritor of the kingdom of heaven. He made us his, and his promise then applies to you. It applies to me. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man snatch them out of my hand. In Christ the Good Shepherd, you are safe. In Christ the Good Shepherd, you are pardoned. In Christ the Good Shepherd, you are held in that life that is eternal. This Good Shepherd then continues to nourish us with his word, and he also feeds us. In the 23rd Psalm, David says to the Lord, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You prepare a table before me, you, the Good Shepherd, in the presence of mine enemies." And of course, King David had many enemies, old King Saul, and David's disloyal son Absalom. He had many enemies. But in this psalm, David, who himself was the shepherd king of Israel, declares that God has nevertheless prepared a table for him in the presence of his enemies. Well, you and I are not chased around by King Saul or by Absalom, but we too have enemies. We have our sins, we have the power of death, we have the malice of Satan, we have the ungodliness of the world. These are real enemies that beset us. And yet, in the presence of those enemies, our Good Shepherd, the Lord Jesus, prepares a table for us. He does that every Lord's Day as he feeds us at the altar with his holy body and with his precious blood. For Jesus is the Good Shepherd who laid down his life for us, his sheep. Here we are fed and truly nourished. We are safe in his arms. Until he finally gathers us into that much greater flock of the Good Shepherd before his throne in heaven. I sometimes think that one of the most beautiful and comforting verses in Scripture is in that 7th chapter of St. John's Revelation, his vision of the church in heaven, where St. John writes of the sheep and lambs of the Good Shepherd in heaven. The Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water. and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. That is God's promise to you, to me, through his Son, whose we are, baptized in his name, sealed for eternal life. That good shepherd who says to you and to me and to his whole flock, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, and no one shall snatch them out of my hand. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. And now, having heard the word of God, let us stand and confess our holy Christian faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty.